This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Coal accounts for 20% of the electricity in Britain, and the government says they will end all use of coal power by 2025 and curtail usage before then. The NLRB is scheduled an election for the UAW among skilled trades at the Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga, long an organizing target over the company's objections. Genetically modified salmon has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. They will not require it to be labeled, arguing that it is materially and genetically the same as salmon in the wild. Muslim nations have accounted for a relatively small part of illegal immigration to the U.S. Out of 700,000 migrants apprehended each year, according to the Department of Homeland Security, no more than a few hundred come from Syria, Pakistan, or Afghanistan. The House of Representatives voted to block immigration to the U.S. of Syrian refugees. Meanwhile, more Mexicans are leaving the U.S. than are coming in, according to a report published by Pew Research for the first time since 1970. Census data from the U.S. and Mexico between 2009 and 2014 found that slightly more than 1 million Mexicans, including children younger than 5 born in the United States, returned to live in Mexico. About 870,000 came here, leaving for an outflow of 140,000. Congressional negotiators have come to an agreement for the first time in 14 years to revise the No Child Left Behind law. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon asked Oklahoma's health care agency to cut its contracts with two Planned Parenthood affiliates, citing high rates of billing errors. The giant insurer, United Healthcare, is threatening not to offer policies under Obamacare in 2017. Federal appeals courts judges voiced skepticism about the settlement between the NFL and its players hurt by concussions. Medical error is America's third largest cause of death. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.